It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This week, President Trump is calling for an honorable and honest investigation into the fatal shooting of Alex Preddy by federal Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis. Preddy was the second person shot and killed by federal agents in Minneapolis this month amid protests.
Meanwhile, the House sent a federal funding bill to the Senate. Senate Democrats say Homeland Security funding should be voted on separately from the other five portions of the bill. A standoff could lead to a partial federal government shutdown if not resolved by the end of the week.
Here to discuss the latest on ICE funding and Congress's reaction is Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Senator Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Hope you're doing well.
You too. Before we turn to debates in Congress, videos of the shooting of Alex Preddy are circulating online. Have you viewed that footage yourself?
I think most Americans have. What we need is we need a full investigation of it. We need to hear from the agents. I'm supportive of law enforcement, and I put myself in the position of ICE agents who have been targeted, been shot at, had their vehicles rammed by other vehicles, by these protesters who have been incited by Democrat elected officials, and puts them kind of on a hair trigger alert. And again, these are tragedies. And again, the death of Renee Good, of Alex Preddy, tragedies that never should have happened. But at the same time, the killing of Lakin Riley and Rachel Morin and the many, 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 many other victims of crimes committed by illegal immigrants also shouldn't have happened. So you've got to take a step back and take a look at what's caused all this. And these are problems created by Democrats.
Can you point toward Democratic
policy and then not cooperating with law enforcement actions?
Can you point toward Democratic officials who have incited people to drive cars at federal agents or to shoot at federal agents?
They don't say that explicitly. But again, when you hear elected officials say, go out there, show up, use your phones, record these things, get in law enforcement's face. And then, of course, you have organizations that also promote this. I mean, these things just don't happen. This is being ginned up by somebody on the left. This is the resistance movement, and it's a resistant movement. You could have predicted these deaths. Now they've got their martyrs. And again, what I'm trying to point out is the fact that there are many, 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 many more victims of the open border policy, of the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, the rapes and the murders. I don't see the left, quite honestly, I don't see the news media concentrate on those tragedies as much as they're trying to point out this. Again, these are Democrat-created problems, and now they are resisting and they are obstructing law enforcement as President Trump is trying to clean up these Democrat-created messes.
Should people not assemble and express their opinion in a peaceful way if they oppose the way these border measures are being enforced?
Peaceful protests are obviously constitutionally allowed. What is not allowed is obstructing justice. And that is what is happening. It is being encouraged. It's being incentivized. It's being incited by Democrat elected officials like the Democrat candidate for vice president, Governor Walz, and Mayor Fry.
A Tim Walz statement on January 14th, he said,
in these tragic deaths.
Governor Walz said, we must protest loudly, urgently, but also peacefully. He restated later, we must remain peaceful. Another post that day, stay safe and stay peaceful today.
Right. They say those things, but they've encouraged people to, not necessarily Governor Walz, because he's smart enough not to use those exact words, but groups within the left who are promoting this, who are organizing these protests, again, they got their martyrs, and it's a tragedy.
When it comes to the investigation, there's a review being done by Homeland Security Investigations, an arm of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That's not the normal procedure. Usually there's another agency with some outside help from the FBI. What would you want to see from an investigation of the shootings and maybe of wider issues in Minneapolis?
I agree with President Trump. We need an independent investigation, and I agree that within DHS, that's probably not going to be the independent investigation. But again, I've got a great deal of sympathy for those ICE officers who are under threat. I mean, they're trying to engage and carry out lawful enforcement actions, and they are being surrounded by, we have these signal chat groups that are identifying where these operations are occurring. People are showing up. Again, they've been shot at. you know, a couple of illegal immigrants were killed by, because people were targeting ICE agents. They've had their vehicles rammed. So yeah, ICE agents, it's not a very pleasant job right now, and they are under threat. They're being doxxed. And that, again, that is being promoted, incentivized, encouraged by the left and by some of the rhetoric of Democrat elected officials like Governor Walz and Mayor Fry.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem initially described Preddy as brandishing his gun and said he was an assassin. It was contradicted by witness video, and now Homeland Security initial review contradicts those statements. Are you worried about the credibility of Secretary Noem and other Homeland Security leadership?
Yeah, she got out over her skis, and I think that's all been, you know, they've retracted those incorrect statements.
Two of your Republican Senate colleagues, Senators Tom Tillis and Lisa Murkowski, have called for Secretary Noem to step down. Do you agree with them?
That'll be up to the president to decide.
We're talking to Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican. We turn now, Senator Johnson, to these funding bills. Now the House sent them to your chamber, the Senate. Democrats saying, hold on, they want to see Homeland Security funding stripped out for a separate vote. Your Democratic Senate colleague, Tammy Baldwin, said yesterday, quoting here, I will not support a bill to fund DHS and ICE unless it adds some serious accountability and reins in this chaos. She went on, I refuse to give ICE and DHS a blank check to keep acting lawlessly, putting Americans' lives at risk and making our communities less safe. Would you be willing with your colleagues to separate Homeland Security funding to avoid a potential shutdown?
Then DHS would not be funded. You know, this is just continuation of the defund police movement. Again, President Biden, Democrats opened up the borders, allowed millions of people to flood in this country, including criminals, the human sex drug traffickers. I mean, allowed, resulting in these rapes and murders. And now the very agency tasked with cleaning up that enormous Democrat-created mess, they want to defund. So, no, I can't support splitting out these bills. The dysfunction in Washington, D.C. is profound. In Wisconsin, if you have this dysfunction and you don't fund government or you don't fund an agency, you don't shut it down. You just continue funding at last year's levels, which is why I was pushing the Eliminate Shutdown Act, which every Democrat voted against, and then the Shutdown Fairness Act, which, all but four Democrats voted against as well. So, again, I'm trying to eliminate these shutdowns. I'm trying to eliminate this dysfunction. Unfortunately, we really don't have cooperative partners on the other side of the aisle.
The argument I think they're making is, well, we do want to pass a Homeland Security bill. Words in their mouth, but they're saying, we want strings attached to the funding that was added in the One Big Beautiful Bill.
No, they don't want to pass DHS. They want to defund DHS. You cannot believe, I'm sorry, what Democrats say. I mean, if they really believed that, they'd work with us in good faith to close the border, to clean up the mess, to deport the criminals, but they're not.
Moving ahead, when it comes to immigration tactics from border enforcement agencies, including ICE, what would you like to see them focus on? One of the critiques is, hey, if you want to go after individual violent criminals, I think most Americans agree that that's a fine priority. Is what you're seeing, it was what you've seen in Minneapolis, the best way to do that, this large deployment?
What should have happened in Minneapolis is what happens across most of the other states and cities, is local officials ought to cooperate with ICE and you wouldn't have this problem. By and large, the Trump administration has targeted the criminals and folks' deportations on those individuals. Now, it is a crime to enter this country illegally. So if you're associating with those criminals, even in a sympathetic situation, some of those individuals get caught up in the enforcement actions. They also are subject to deportation. Again, we're a nation of laws that need to be equally administered. Again, this is an enormous mess created by Democrats. It's not easy cleaning up this mess, but I certainly want to focus on the criminals, the drug, the human, the sex traffickers. We're going to have to figure out something to do with people that got welcomed into this country by Obama and by the Biden administration. If those people are here, they're working, they've not committed crimes, they're not feeding off our welfare system, they're certainly not committing fraud of our welfare system. Now, I want to treat those individuals with real humanity. But the people who are, for example, those Somalis in Minneapolis that have perpetrated hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars of welfare fraud, those folks also ought to be subject to deportation.
Four people, including the 1.5 million people whose status was revoked after things like temporary protected status or CPB-1 were revoked, for those people who have not committed other crimes, do you see some kind of path that would allow them to stay in the United States again if they haven't committed the crimes you just listed there?
Well, take a look at what you just is temporary protective status. Unfortunately, that is not really how Democrat administrations have treated. They've treated that as pretty much a permanent pathway to stay here. Again, we're a nation of immigrants. I want a legal immigration system and worked with the first Trump administration to try and establish that. The proposal worked on with myself, Mike Lee, and Jared Kushner would have taken the 100 visas and shrunk it down to about 6, award those on a merit-based system. You know, I wish we were at that point right now, but Biden got into office, blew open the border, created this flood of illegal immigrants, including criminals. Now we got this big mess in our hands. So no, I absolutely want a functioning legal immigration system. It should be pretty robust. It ought to be tied to our economy. It ought to be doing everything we can so we don't undermine American wages. Again, we're a nation of immigrants. These, you know, successive ways of immigrants have made this country, have built this country. You know, this, the same thing can happen today as long as a legal system. Democrats blew that system apart, made it much more difficult for us to establish a functioning legal immigration system.
Senator Johnson, we'll leave it there. Thank you again for joining us today.
Have a great day.
That's Senator Ron Johnson, Republican representing Wisconsin since 2010. We've been talking about immigration and customs enforcement activity in neighboring Minnesota and federal funding for the agency with a risk, another risk of a possible federal government shutdown.